Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful DJ tools in drum and bass, a jungle switch up. The idea is simple, but the impact is huge. You've got a rolling bass line locked in, the crowd's nodding, the drop is working, and then instead of just repeating the loop forever, you flip the energy into a chopped up jungle bounce, then bring it back in a way that still feels mixable and intentional. We are doing this in Ableton Live 12, and the focus is not just sound design. It's arrangement logic, phrasing, density, and low-end discipline. So think like a producer, but also think like a DJ and a drummer at the same time. The big goal here is to make a section that feels alive. In DNB, a switch-up gives the floor a surprise without killing momentum. It resets the energy, creates contrast, and makes the track feel like it's developing instead of just looping. That's especially powerful in roller, darkstep, neuro, and jungle-influenced tunes, where the bass line has to stay hypnotic but still evolve. Let's start with the bass architecture. We're going to split the bass into three lanes: sub, mid, and movement. That separation is what keeps the low end clean while still giving you room to get creative. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Fast attack, short to medium decay, and if the track needs glide, use just a little. But if you want the groove to stay tight and punchy, leave the glide out. The sub is your foundation. It should feel physical, not flashy. For the mid lane, use wave-eatable or operator and start from a saw-based source. Add a little unison if you need width, but don't go overboard. 2 to 4 voices is usually plenty. Put a low-pass filter on it and modulate the cutoff lightly with an LFO so the sound has motion. Then add saturator after the synth, just enough drive to give it some bark and edge. Clean up the mud with EQ8 afterward. And then for the movement lane, this is where the character comes in. You can use filtered noise, short resonance hits, pitch accents, or tiny FX layers. This lane is what makes the bass feel animated during the switch up, especially once the arrangement starts getting more rhythmic and chopped. Now, before we write the main phrase, remember this. In DNB, bass lines often work like percussion. So don't think like a piano player. Think like a drummer. The line should lock with the kick and snare, leave space where the drums need air, and use fewer notes than your instincts might tell you. Start with a 2-bar or 4-bar MIDI clip. Cut a root note on the first beat, or just after the kick. Add a syncopated answer on the offbeat. Throw in a short pickup before the snare. Then leave a gap. That gap is important. Bass is part of the groove. Keep the bass line rooted around 1 or 2 scale tones if you want it to hit hard and stay functional. Use octave jumps sparingly. If you want extra tension, a single chromatic passing note can work, but don't decorate too much. Dark DNB often hits hardest when the arrangement is controlled. A really useful advanced move here is to make 2 slightly different 2-bar clips instead of 1 long 4-bar loop. Alternate them manually or arrange them in session view so the phrase keeps moving. That one little change can stop the roller from sounding static. For velocity, aim for a broad but controlled range. Most notes can live around 70 to 110, with accents hitting harder. And don't be afraid to shorten some note lengths. In fact, note length is one of the best groove tools you've got. A shorter note often feels more aggressive than a louder one. If the bass starts to dance around the break instead of sitting on top of it, you're on the right path. Now let's lock the drums in. Your switch-up is only going to feel right if the drum pocket is solid. Build a drum group with a clean kick and snare foundation. Then layer a chopped jungle break in Simpler. Turn warp on, use beats mode, and trim the slices so the transients hit right away. Add some ghost notes on rims or snares if you want extra motion. You can glue the drums with a little drum bus, but keep it subtle. A touch of drive, a little crunch if needed, and usually not much boom if your sub is already doing the heavy lifting. The idea is to thicken the drums, not crush them. For the main roller section, keep the drums relatively simple. Strong snare, clear kick, hats and break detail filling the gaps. If the pre-switch groove is already too busy, the jungle section won't feel like a lift. It'll just feel crowded, and nobody wants that. Now comes one of the most important parts of the whole lesson, the setup before the switch. The best switch-ups usually begin with subtraction. Before the jungle variation lands, strip some of the weight away. Mute the sub for the last half bar or bar. Leave a filtered mid-stab or a short pickup. Let the break or fill carry the momentum for a moment. Use automation to help the tension build. Pull a low-pass filter on the bass group down to somewhere around 120 to 250 HE for the pre-switch section. Automate a little reverb send on the final bass hit before the change. You can even narrow the bass group slightly with utility before the switch. Then let the mid layer open back up when the new section lands. This is where the density curve matters. A great jungle switch-up is not just more notes. It's a shift in how crowded the rhythm feels. You want the phrase to fragment before the peak, then simplify once the new pattern lands. That contrast is what makes the switch feel huge. Now write the actual jungle bounce. This is the section where the bass starts answering the break. Don't just add more movement for the sake of it. Make the bass feel like it's conversing with the drums. Use short stabs, two-note bursts, and call-and-response phrasing. Leave rests where the break can shine through. A very low-velocity ghost note can also work really well just before a snare or a fill, because it creates anticipation without sounding like a full bass hit. Try a pattern where the bass hits on beat 1, leaves a gap, responds off the beat, then adds a short pickup into the snare. That rhythm instantly feels more jungle because the drums and bass are interacting. For the mid-bass, you can use the same patch, but shorten the amp envelope and make it more percussive. Add some auto filter with envelope movements so every hit has a slightly different shape. A little overdrive or saturator helps it bark. And if you want a tighter, more edited feel, resample the bass line to audio and chop it on the timeline. That's a really advanced move, by the way. Once you bounce the bass to audio, you can slice it, move individual hits, and create micro edits that feel much more like classic jungle arrangement than simple MIDI programming. Sometimes the best bounce comes from committing early when the rhythm feels right, then shaping it as audio. Now let's make the bass and drums talk to each other. Create separate bass and drum groups, then use light automation so they respond to one another. You can automate a small volume dip in the bass group during a key snare hit. You can open the bass filter slightly after a break fill. You can even automate a distortion device on and off for specific notes if you want a hit to stand out more. Keep the sub mono. That part is non-negotiable in most D&B contexts. Use utility to force the sub lane to zero width, and only widen the upper mid content if needed. Check mono regularly. If the switch up falls apart in mono, it's probably too wide or too facey. This matters because the dance floor is brutal. A D&B tune needs to hit hard, survive loud systems, and still sound clear when DJs are blending tracks. So every layer needs a job. If the sub, mid, and fill all speak at once, the phrase loses shape. Leave one element for the answer phrase so it feels like a conversation, not a pileup. Since this lesson is about DJ tools as well, the arrangement needs to be mix-friendly. That means a clean intro and outro, some breathing room, and clear phrase lengths. Give the intro and outro about 16 bars of drum-led material if possible. Leave a section where the bass is simplified so a DJ can mix in or mix out cleanly. Add a drum-heavy bar before the switchback if you want the transition to feel intentional and easy to read. Think in 8, 16, and 32 bar phrases. Use locators in arrangement view so you can keep track of the structure. If you want, audition a few versions in session view first, then commit the best one to arrangement view once the energy feels right. For the actual structure, a strong shape might be this. Bars 1 to 8 give you the main roller, bars 9 to 12 create tension by thing the bass, bars 13 to 16 land the jungle switch up, and bars 17 to 24 return to the original groove or a variation of it. That return is important. It makes the switch-up feel like a feature instead of a new permanent state. Then in the mix stage, polish the low end carefully. Keep the sub solid below around 100 to 120 Hz. Cut unnecessary low mid buildup from the mid bass if it gets boxy, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Use only gentle compression if the envelope is uneven. Light is the keyword here. D&B low end gets muddy fast if you overprocess it. Always check in mono. If the bass loses too much energy, reduce widening and simplify the layered stuff. Darker drum and bass rewards control. You don't need a million layers. You need clarity, pressure, and a groove that makes sense. A few extra pro moves before we wrap. Try resampling your favorite bass phrase and chopping it into audio for micro edits. That's a great way to get grim, edited bounce. Use a short reverse cymbal, downlifter, or noise swell before the switch up, but keep it filtered so it doesn't wash out the mix. Use a tiny echo throw on the last note before the change, then kill the return before the next downbeat. That creates tension without clutter. You can also make the return section slightly different in tone, maybe a little less distortion, a narrower stereo image, or a softer filter setting. That makes the arrangement feel like it's progressing instead of just repeating. And if you want extra menace, lower the harmonic content instead of adding more layers. Controlled and heavy usually beats busy and loud. Here's the core idea to remember. A jungle switch-up is all about density, timing, and contrast. Build the main roller with a strong sub and a restrained mid. Thin it out before the change. Then let the jungle bounce answer the break with short, edited bass phrases. Keep the low end mono stable. Keep the arrangement DJ friendly and make sure every section still sounds like the same track. If you get the phrasing right, this stops being just a trick. It becomes the moment the track really speaks. Now your challenge is to build a 16-bar or 32-bar switch-up study using only stock devices and your own material. One sub, one mid-bass, one break layer, a couple of automation moves, and at least one resampled bass edit. Make it clear, make it punch, and make it mixable. That's the lesson. Let's get into live and make the bassline flip.